Okay? So let's start with Steve-O. Steve-O, would you come up, please, and get started? Don't start your clocks now until he gets up to the front.
All right.
He needs your attention. They're going to come back in and work with you on your invoices. So you can, I'm not left with any tickets when this is over.
I polled the crowd, and I discovered, which I suspected, that was the oldest one here. One that's pretty close to me, but I had him beat. So I guess if he's the oldest, he must know the most. Well, Ed asked me to talk about Evergreen. Well, it's an awful lot easier to start talking about Evergreen than it is to quit talking about Evergreen. But I'm going to give you a little rundown from my earliest memory. I'm going back over 75 years. I was driving my grandfather to Evergreen in a 1931 Chevy. When I was 8 years old.
Wow.
But it wasn't before cars on the road. Anyhow, you start at the Escadet store across the bayou.
Oh.
You cross the bay, and Mr. Eddie Turner had a service station right across the bridge. All right, next to him was Tom Fisher. Now that's a story in itself. Across the street was Percy Chambers. All right, you come on down. Elma had the store by the ramp. Mr. S.L. Campbell had the store across the street. All right, next to him, Robert Tanner had a store on the buyback. And then there was another store across the bar, and I'm thinking the Wilds had that store across the ramp. Now, Ford Roberts had, you can get the best stores out of that one.
I remember that one.
He had a barber chair. Now listen, he wasn't any Cookie Johnson. He had a hand clippers, and there was a, he had the chair in the corner of the store, and the front door of the store was right here, and the side door was right here. So he'd be cutting your hair, and he'd have to spit the tobacco. Well, clippers were in your hair. He'd jerk you around with them. Where he could spit out that side door. And of course, it didn't cost but a nickel, so I guess we didn't need this. I grew up less than a mile from Evergreen, so I couldn't ride the Mr. D.O.'s bus. In fact, man, I didn't really want to ride the bus. It was only about this tall inside. With old wooden, homemade bus. And you couldn't stand up in it. So you crawled in and sat on a bench. if you live that mile. But anyhow, I learned an awful lot in that walk. And of course the mill was right there, and there was over 100 people working there. And I learned a lot of stuff long before my time. But I'm going to tell a little story. I think it's one of the funniest ones. It deals with Mr. Smith again. There were a bunch of boys about 3 years older than me. They were high school boys. And nobody had any money back then. So there wasn't anything to do. But five or six of them would get together and just ramble around on the weekend. Well, the place to ramble around was the schoolyard. Well, right in front of the main entrance to the school, there was a sundial. It had brass. So one morning, Mr. Smith, this just disassemble the sundial and re-cement it in. So he called those five or six boys together in his office. And, Mr. Miller, we don't know anything about it. Well, I know y'all are lying, so I guess I'll just have to whip all of you. And listen, when he said whip, he meant whip. When he put a lick on you, you threw it for a day or two. In fact, I think I might still have a scar. He finally, after coercing the crowd for a few minutes, said, "All right, Hudson." And all of you remember Hudson Chambers. He said, "Hudson, you be first." And now Hudson stuttered, if you remember. And I mean, when he got nervous, he really stuttered. He said, "You know, I didn't break that tongue out." He said, "Charles O'Brien, you SOB, tell him you're broke."
I am honored to be in Steve-O's age group because I still remember getting haircuts with cool hand clippers. Thank God, Steve-O, that Mr. Martin Gallon, who lived right in the right field at the end of Holland Shed Lane.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God he didn't chew tobacco. That's all I got to say. Because I was in tears. Junebug and Earl thought they were tears of joy. I was in serious pain getting that haircut.